If you must sleepwalk, then sleepwalk. If you must, then having slept, you must sleepwalk. But a walk of eyes grown themselves, a lip which hangs and babbles, its jaw cut. If you must sleepwalk, then sleepwalk. If you must, then having slept, you must sleepwalk. But a walk of eyes grown themselves, a lip which hangs and babbles, its jaw cut. If you must sleepwalk, then sleepwalk. If you must, then having slept, you must sleepwalk, sleepwalk. But a walk of eyes grown themselves, a lip which hangs and babbles, its jaw cut. Now only humming belies the truth, mutation of avenues after the toil and despairs of war, now thrown up, now down again as they cleave the wind-tossed sea of lies. Massacred sick days, resubmit, redivide, mute by the fading century's blush, opal for birthstones, musculature nodding. In this form I am trying to check my habits of seeing, to counter them for the sake of greater freshness. I am trying to be unfamiliar with what I am doing. As when we arrive in the poem and do not recognize lines dressed smartly, aloft, geographic, and somnambulant, or as the artist who one's friend says is still ahead of his time, is still ahead of ours, massacred without a message in the mirror's braille, recompense stacked like so many cries between notes, she refused to eat the skin, inheritance of that ceiling we must fill, and that opacity, mentholated, settling debts in twin magenta shirts. A flock of birds cannot be trained to appease a shark with arcane fragility, its month lunar and expressionless. Payday will be Thursday. The pleasure of looking at a tiny mountain of low-grade amethyst, the blunt pointer, the horse's trot, the crack of the whip. Fix your eyes upon my military record, extent before me, scoliotic, in defense, able to at once smell her hair, durum wheat of a mode sharpened in the nostrils. The second person floods the belly, filled with police ethnographies. Obeisance, the silent pandemic, the place of confluence where one's features had been absorbed into the blank surfaces of the plate, where caresses cease under skin, reach bones and blood. Spread through the house, last remnants of musicality, the odd notes left, not such sly questions between, although it looks like it. When one has slept badly, one asks without knowing what, one wants to keep on asking forever. Not sleeping means nothing but asking. If one had the answer, one would sleep, burning castles, leaving the hovels to take a place in the sun. The appeal, tautologically rounded, returns on the wings of wartime nostalgia, generally representing some subject that will require cutting, distant hills with trees, a hedge, a wall, even a crowd of people, dancing, replaced by open fire, interior, burnt cedar stems, jagged mouth partition, a division of sleeps parallel, jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. Blue skies and soft ground, the place of confluence where one's features have been absorbed into the blank surfaces of the plate. A shell cloud or road impassable, derecho, dictate of the pure intention to signify. The fingers can scratch only at what is seen, sneaking box cutters and nail clippers onto the flight. Who wants this mask you would help without having the strength? You would deliver with arms that have no power. To whom have you addressed words, whose breath issued from you? Only time will tell. A reflex may delay, but there is no movement outside its limbs. Stricture and loosening is no change in this world. An entropy rules us, that ice, too, will curve to the heat. In the limed, refused vacillation, stepped outside, and the fresh air bears a slight tang of shit. Whatever you read in the books, leave it there, drawn against the pain, rising expectation, card and fingers, rheumatoid and forever sabotaged as day signs away its health with great patience, that I might call this invocality. Place of the great assertion, place of the signatory, yellowed heels, change has been spent, accepting the odd nickel, percentage builds no permanent structure, not on this land nor any other. Conquest predicated on numbers, examples prove nothing. Welcoming the troops is a translation, a roll of the dice in a Northwoods casino, which is not by chance grown out in certainty, but a free bus, photo tours of new luxury building out the tracks of the logging camp. The goal, back to the natural, Mexico on $5 a day. Her father, she said, wasn't happy when she first posed, the way the unfolding frames spell them. What's it matter if they already drop down by the garden gate? Perhaps your strength is all the greater. Weary with calling, my throat is dry, my eyes fail while I wait. A time for tearing down and a time for building up. Half-finished islets, concrete glowworm balustrades, Empire State going up.